I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. With spring knocking at our door, sort of, I'm always on the lookout for signs of the season. One shrub that fails to disappoint in our garden is the flowering quince, or canomalies. This Asian native is hardy to zone 5 and maybe colder areas if grown in a microclimate. The gangly 6 to 10 foot tall shrub produces flowers that bloom in April in colors such as white, pink, orange, salmon, and red. The flowers bloom on 1-year-old wood before the leaves emerge, putting on quite a show for early spring. They're a good food source, too, for pollinating bees. While older varieties such as Texas Scarlet have thorns, making them excellent hedge or barrier plants, newer varieties are thornless and more compact. I like the Double Take series. Plants grow 3 to 4 feet tall and wide, have no thorns, and produce double pink, peach, orange, or scarlet flowers. These newer varieties are drought-tolerant and bloom longer than the older selections. Flowering quince can also produce fruits in summer. Like the tree fruit quince, these fruits are edible or can be used in jam making, but they need to be cooked first. They have a strong citrusy flavor. Newer varieties, however, may not produce fruit. Flowering quince can grow in a part shade area, making them a versatile plant in the landscape. Of course, you'll get the best flowers and fruits in full sun. Plant them in a mixed shrub border with later blooming shrubs, such as lilac, wajilla, and ninebark, to have a continual flower show for weeks in spring. Prune after flowering to keep them in bounds, and protect the stems in winter from rabbits. And now for this week's tip. If you have some forced daffodils, tulips, iris, or crocus growing in pots indoors, don't toss them after flowering. Keep the foliage growing indoors in a sunny window. Once it warms, plant them in the garden. Unlike bulbs forced in water, those in potting soil may survive to flower again. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about lavender. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.